This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Lowland Hum spent the majority of last year on the road, and by the end of that tour, the married indie folk duo couldn't wait to get home and start writing again. Daniel and Lauren Goins are Lowland Hum. The Greensboro natives released a self-titled CD. It is their second full-length album, and they did that this year. They're going to play at Motorco tonight in Durham. They're going to be at the Carolina Lily Fest in New Bern tomorrow, and they have other upcoming shows. Our website has those, stateofthings.org. But right now, Daniel's playing guitar. Lauren accompanies on the snare drum, and I welcome both of you back to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's so great to be back, Frank.
Now you're here in Durham. Last time we were up in Greensboro. And you were playing for us up there. So tell us about your experiences on the road. You spent a lot of time, and so not only are you a band, that's stressful, you're married.
Yes, it's true. We tour the majority of each year, at least the last 3 years we've done it that way, and we do everything together. We kind of jumped into marriage fully immersively. We're like all time separate, married all time together.
Yes. Well, 24/7.
Well, I think to survive both the marriage and the band survive is pretty incredible. But there was something about that tour that sort of took something. By the end of that, it kind of took something out of you. Huh?
Yeah. Yes. We felt kind of oversaturated and pretty isolated. I think a lot of this most recent album was us kind of inviting people into moments, describing moments from the road and from the past year and inviting people into them, and just kind of a way of trying to be united with people after feeling kind of isolated.
Well, when you think about the kind of music that you do, there's a great deal of intimacy in it and you know, it's kind of palpable connection to things around you. And the road is not that. I mean, you sort of imagine, well, here we are singing these songs but not feeling any of the things we felt when we wrote these songs. It's kind of a weird thing, right?
Yeah, and I think the other one interesting thing about travel that I think we've tried to combat by the way that we perform is that hospitality, we try to think of it as like we're bringing hospitality with us in our little car. So in the car, we, you know, we have our podcasts, we have our little stations where we make food, and we try to like bring home with us. But another thing we noticed in the travel was that it was kind of stirring up, even in unknown places, childhood memories were triggered by things. And then, so the new record is kind of a mix of things that inspire us, trying to invite people into moments that we've experienced in the last 2 years of touring. And then somehow our life experience in our childhoods, especially, would surface, you know, because we're in Wyoming and some, like the temperature and the wind or something reminds me of something that happened in elementary school and a field trip to the Outer Banks. It's just like all these things are kind of swirling together. And I think, you know, we're trying to reach out toward, you know, that kind of description.
Well, that's a cue for a song if ever I heard one. What are you doing for us now?
Yeah, sure.
The first song we're going to play is called Odell, and it's from that new record. Uh-huh. And Lauren's going to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, it's inspired by a painting by the painter Toulouse-Lautrec. He painted a portrait of his mother, and his family underwent a lot of tragedy. And you can see the weight of the tragedy in her kind of expression and posture. And so this song is written from her perspective, kind of pondering what it would be like to have a child portray you and reveal things about you that you didn't know you were giving off. So it's called Odell.
I bathe in light and watch the steam whispering, perfect milky porcelain. It is not me, my pressed down soul, my pressed down soul. See a mother's eyes.
Lowland Hum from the new self-titled CD. That's a song called Odell. Daniel Goins on guitar, Lauren Goins on the snare, drum, and vocals. And you can hear them tonight at Motorco in Durham. They're going to be at the Carolina Lily Fest in New Bern tomorrow. And then in December, on December 6th, they're going to be at the Poorhouse in Raleigh. Beautiful song. Lauren, you're, I understand, taking a greater role in the songwriting process now than when you began as a group. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that evolution.
Yeah. I had not written any songs before we started performing together. Daniel convinced me to sing harmony on some of his songs that he had written. And then once we got married and we realized, okay, this is more of a collaboration, I started kind of getting involved in the writing process, co-writing with Daniel. And it's kind of scary to enter into that because what if the person you care about most doesn't care for your ideas or your general way of communicating things, or, you know, that's kind of scary to invite someone into that. But it's been an amazing process. And now, you know, sometimes I'll come to Daniel with some lyrics, or we'll have a melody that we're working on together. And I'm even more involved now than I was before. And that's been a new thing for me. It's
what could be, it can be scary for you too, I suppose, Daniel, in some ways. I mean,
it was
to change your process. Yeah.
It was scary because there's not a lot you can say if somebody offers what they think the song should, you know, should be, or how they think something should be expressed. And then, I mean, yeah, you can't, I mean, I guess you could say, that sounds like a good song, but I think it's maybe your song and not my song, and you know
it's not us. It's not Lowland Hum. I think exactly. That's going to be on your solo CD.
But you know, I think what's been really helpful, Lauren's background is visual art, and so her lyric writing is very imagistic. Mm. And I studied English literature in school, so I'm much more narrative. And so combining those has brought out some things I think I would have never expressed, and sort of opened up a kind of storytelling that mixes those two that to me is much richer and has been very enhanced by her presence. So
you do another song for us now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
This next song is called Rollin' and Rollin'. It's also from the new record, and it contains vignettes from my childhood.
They lived down the street. He slipped us a magazine. I felt big, but I looked through squinted eyes. My mom found us on the trampoline. Close as I
box full of fuses.
Growing up is like gravity, steady
in a ride.
And Roland from Lowland Hum's latest self-titled CD. They're going to be at the we're going to be Motorco tonight, and then Carolina Lily Fest in New Bern tomorrow. More dates too at our website stateofthings.org. This is your second album. Are there any changes, any differences in the way you approach studio production this album over the last?
Yeah. So kind of similarly to what we're describing about the writing process, I've produced all our projects to date, but on this most recent record, Lauren really stepped into the production with me, as well as the songwriting, which was really fun. Even at a couple times, she said, "I want to go record this keyboard part," and I was thinking, "You don't play the keyboard, but okay." And then she just went into the studio and kind of picked something out, and she did tons of arranging and would even, you know, set the tone for some of the production stuff too. So it's just becoming a more and more collaborative endeavor. Yeah. So I think this record really shows a lot more of her in many ways. So,
are you surprised, Lauren? You're a visual artist. You care about visual things, and now you have this sort of interest in all things audio.
Yeah, I am surprised. If you had told me I'd be doing this 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. I've always loved music more than anything else, but I was so shy, and I think too scared to explore, and so I'm very thankful for Daniel inviting me into it and making room for me and letting someone who's very inexperienced have a voice in something that he has spent so much time developing. I'm really honored by that. So,
well, 5 years from now, when you're still doing it, we'll have you back.
Okay.
And maybe a couple of times in between. But for now, I have to say goodbye. You can catch our Greensboro natives, Daniel and Lauren Goins. They are Lowland Hum. Their latest album is self-titled, and you can catch them at Motorco tonight at 9, Lily Fest in New Bern tomorrow, Poorhouse in Raleigh on December 6th. Our website has all of that. Thanks. So I'm going to let you play us out, but let me thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
So much for having us. We love the show.
Our show that you love is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director, Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Lowland Hum.
Fist in pocket, hand in hand, utilitarian grip, backs weighed down, heavy laden, Saturday breakfast sitting inside them, off they go. Special shoes. and spread a smile across your face whenever.